other words, in every field, if you don't focus down beyond, let's say, computational chemistry or that level, you're going to find people with algorithms that span the whole range of thought processes, and those things are going to get translated into programs that, in reality, exploit a big range of what you can write in Fortran. So the thing that I discovered, I don't know exactly when I discovered this, but in the early 70s was that one thing I thought at the beginning was that I'd be able to focus what you needed in an architecture down to certain pieces of Fortran. And I can remember giving talks in which we talked about special purpose machines to do linear algebra, to do this and that. But what I came to realize was that any special purpose machine was going to be almost unprogrammable and very narrow. And that a general purpose machine needed to do almost everything. And so it changed. At some point there, we realized that what we should really be working on was compilers that can take any Fortran program and do things with them. And on the other hand, architectural building blocks. So then when we went back to the NSF for more money, we started talking about parallel memories, parallel interconnection networks that were of a very general purpose nature.